Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland, and I'm commenting on our president's visit to Great Britain. It was an official visit, not a state visit. So not her first visit to the United Kingdom as president, because she visited Northern Ireland very shortly after she was inaugurated as the Irish president. So, yeah, Catherine Connolly came on Tuesday, and she was in the London area. And she was in Leeds today, that's Wednesday, and she has previous with Leeds because she spent two happy years there, I think in the early 1980s, when she got a master's degree in clinical psychology. She also studied in Germany for a time, but I think that was a degree-bearing qualification. She's a very accomplished and intelligent woman, a barrister as well. Anyway, she's shown various muniments and artifacts relating to Ireland. First edition of Dracula, Tale of the Undead, by Abraham Stoker, also Dubliner, always known as Bram Stoker, because he was a theatre manager in Leeds for a while. So she was there at the Leeds Irish Centre, and she praised healthcare workers, who are Irish, and so forth. Okay, I was reading about that. The Best of Us Are Leaving, this book about the Irish community in Great Britain back in the 1950s, and sort of what a big percentage of nurses were Irish, is like 5% or whatever. And books by the Brontë sisters, whose father was from Down, and so on. Station Island by Seamus Heaney, was it County Londonderry poet, professor of poetry at Oxford University, Nobel laureate, and so forth. Okay, so President Connolly, she lauded the tremendous contribution we've made to Great Britain, and so forth. And yeah, then there's an Irish woman in Great Britain who got a birthday card from President Connolly as well. So that's it. It's promoting goodwill, promoting warm relations between Ireland and Great Britain, or the Republic of Ireland and the United Kingdom. Obviously, Great Britain and the UK are not exactly the same, because it's Great Britain and Northern Ireland. I know the Olympics competes as Great Britain, but impliedly and Northern Ireland, just like Ireland is a synecdoche to mean the Republic only. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so she didn't go to the Irish Community Centre when she was there as a postgraduate. So that's it. She met His Britannic Majesty yesterday. So it all went well. There were no contentious incidents. And I don't mind a little bit of controversy. So that's it. And so she used to like to go jogging in Headingley, as she said. Not sure she's speaking the Irish language very much. So some unhappy news while she was over here is that her sibling, Dr. Margaret Connolly, was kidnapped by the Israelis for trying to save the lives of Palestinian civilians, you know, bringing aid and stuff like that. Anyway, so the Prime Minister of Israel said that these people were trying to help Hamas terrorists. Well, he is the world's most notorious and despicable terrorist. There we go. Goodness. So a really goodwill visit. And then she invited His Gracious Majesty Charles III to visit Southern Ireland, which the King had much pleasure in accepting. So that will be a state visit, the second one ever, from a monarch of the United Kingdom to the Irish Republic, the first one being by his late mother in 2011. And that was just... was it just after, just before? Because Michael D. Higgins, he was inaugurated in November 2011. It was the end of the McAleish presidency, if I've got that right. Yeah. And then when was his first state visit by President Higgins? It came to the United Kingdom state visit shortly after the following year. Remember, state visits are exchanged only once in the reign of a monarch and the rule of a president, vice versa. So Charles III, he can visit President Connolly. He will never visit, ever state visit to the Irish Republic under President Connolly again, even if he serves 14 years. And President Connolly, she may get a state visit to the United Kingdom, whilst Charles III is monarch. She'll never get one in his reign again. Supposing Charles III were to die, and there's a King William V, then President Connolly can get another one. Well, supposing, you know, at the end of President Connolly's term, there's a new president, whoever it is, and then Charles III could get another one. So that's meant to be the supreme expression of amity between sovereign states. So yes, yeah, good promoting this and showing maybe how Anglophile we are in Ireland. Okay, unfortunately not all of us, And but I mean, Cumbrophile, Caledonophile, or whatever, because Charles III, he represents Northern Ireland, Scotland, Wales, as much as England, and so forth. Some Irish stock he has too. And obviously, I wish we had him as our head of state. We could do that whilst being separate, the Republic being separate, but it wouldn't be a Republic anymore. The Commonwealth realm, or something like that. So that if we're doing a 32-county state in Ireland, that's one of my ideas. And have an elected governor general, even change the title to president, something like that. Have an oath of the monarch. And of course, someone wouldn't like that, make that optional. What do you think? So President Connolly, really, I haven't had any criticisms raised towards her. So, I know she seems decent and affable and all the rest of it, but you mustn't forget that she has lent her voice to the murder of girls and boys, so that she is evil. And despite all the smiles and despite all the blandishments, that cannot mask the crimes that she's committed against the most vulnerable members of our society. And that's true about almost everybody in public life. And maybe she's a genuinely good in other people's regards, but that can't absolve it, But just thinking about this, that murderers like Jess Phillips, who then have the gall to preach to us about the right way to behave, treat children. Supposing a man had committed a sex crime, particularly sex crime against a child, which I know is especially vile, he could never have any role in public life. However good he was in other areas, however genuine he was about trying to help, to do with health care or poverty relief or looking after the elderly or whatever it is, people say, nuh-uh, he is cast in the outer darkness. There's no rehabilitation. For example, child pornography. I know, despicable. Why would anyone want to see that? That's a shameful, very bad thing to do. But you can't compare that with murder, which is what she goes around bragging she commits all the time. So how come if you commit murder, that's absolutely fine, especially a murder of child, indeed your own child, and indeed you're constantly advocating for the murder of defenseless children, that somehow you're a compassionate person. And we ought to give you a hearing when you get on your hobby horse and you talk down to us, lecturing this very moralistic, sanctimonious tone about these contentious issues. It's really is a complete rationality bypass. Someone who should be serving life in prison. And yet she was elevated to a government minister, poacher turned gamekeeper or whatever. Yeah, wow. Making a child murderer the one who's meant to be defending children. You couldn't make it up. And sadly, that's the world. The world lost its reason. I know in many ways over the centuries become more civilized, more humane, but with one regard, we become barbaric. We've actually gone back to infanticide and turning this into a sacrament, the slaughter of one's own child for completely selfish reasons. A lot of cruel and tight-fisted people who refuse to provide for the children that they've chosen to create. Right. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate PayPal, George Callan 79 gmail.com. Goodbye.